Shopify's already taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing at your retail store? Give your point of sale system a serious upgrade with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything that you need to sell in person. And with Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that's going to effortlessly unite your in-person and online sales into just one source of truth. You're going to be able to track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. You could connect with customers in-line and online. And Shopify, it's going to help you drive store traffic with plug-and-play tools built for marketing campaigns. So we're talking about TikTok to Instagram and beyond. Get hardware that fits your business, take payments by smartphone, transform your tablet into a point-of-sale system, or you can use Shopify's POS Go mobile device for battle-tested solutions. Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. I say do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/headspace. That's all lowercase. So you're going to go to shopify.com/headspace to take your retail business to the next level today. I'm going to say it one more time. shopify.com/headspace.
Hello, friends. In this episode, I'm thrilled to introduce you to a podcast that you'll definitely want to squeeze into your listening schedule. This episode is brought to you by The Jordan Harbinger Show. Now, if you're like me and our other listeners, you're probably not just tuning into Radio Headspace. You've got about 6 shows on your rotation, which is great. Diversity in our podcast diet is something I fully support. So speaking of variety, let me suggest another gem for your playlist, The Jordan Harbinger Show. It's not just any podcast. It was named one of Apple's best of 2018. Jordan isn't just another voice in the crowd. He really stands out. He dives deep into the minds of some of the most intriguing people on the planet. We're talking about a wide range of guests, from athletes to authors to scientists and even mobsters and spies. And let's not forget, he also brings on CEOs, political activists, and FBI agents, depending on what might click with you, the listener. Jordan has this unique knack for coaxing his guests to open up and share stories and insights that you won't hear anywhere else. Each episode is packed with strategic wisdom that's meant to help you think more critically and navigate today's complex world more effectively. And it's not just the content that's top-notch. Jordan's Feedback Friday segment is particularly relatable. He tackles real listener dilemmas, everything from navigating tricky family dynamics to enhancing your career and personal relationships. It's one of those rare shows that you can tune into whether you're looking to challenge your intellect or need a bit more practical advice. From a personal standpoint, I'm a huge fan of how Jordan runs his show. He's got this approachable, engaging style that makes even the most complex topics accessible and entertaining. And honestly, his podcast isn't just good. It's a must listen. So why not add The Jordan Harbinger Show to your podcast rotation? With never a dull moment, it's incredibly engaging and always interesting. Just search for The Jordan Harbinger Show. That's H-A-R, B as in boy, I-N as in Nancy, G-E-R on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, friends, supporting my sponsors helps keep this show alive and kicking. If you give Jordan's show a try after this recommendation, it helps us continue to bring you great content. Show some love for The Jordan Harbinger Show by searching for it. Remember, that's H-A-R, B as in boy, I, N as in Nancy, G-E-R on your favorite podcast platform.
Hi, and welcome to Radio Headspace and to this brand new Tuesday. It's Eve here. I have been reading a wonderful book called Full Catastrophe Living, and it's by an inspiring meditation teacher and researcher called Dr. Jon Kabat-Zinn. And he created the program Mindfulness-Based Stress Reduction. So this has actually been part of my training. And within the book, he talks about the attitudinal qualities of mindfulness, one of which is letting go. And within this section of the book, he tells that in India, they catch monkeys in a particular way. And the story, as it was told to him, is that hunters cut a hole in a coconut that is just about big enough to fit a monkey's hand through. A banana is then slipped in the hole and the hunters hide. Now, a monkey inevitably comes down, intrigued by the coconuts and the smell of the banana, and pops his or her hand in to grab the treat. The hole, however, has been crafted so that the hand can go in, but it can't come out. The monkey is in a real dilemma. Does it let go of the delicious treat and run? Or does it stay attached to the banana and risk being caught? Now, according to this story, most monkeys don't let go. Letting go is not always as easy as we might think it is. Have you ever had a conversation with someone? Well, actually more of an argument, heated conversation, where perhaps the words, "just let it go," were said. Now, I too have been in this situation more than once, both the one saying, "let it go," and the one receiving it. And it can be really hard to let go of something, especially if we have experienced pain or some wrongdoing towards us. And whilst it might appear that there are external factors driving all of this, a lot of it actually comes from the mind. Just like the monkeys, we can become very attached to certain outcomes. And this is true for things we like and things we don't like. And the reason letting go is one of the core attitudinal qualities of mindfulness is that our thoughts, feelings, and emotions can get us caught in a bit of a loop. It can essentially block our ability to pay attention to our inner experience, which is really what drives a lot of our behaviors. So when it comes to letting go, we tend to need a little bit of a helping hand. And when someone says to you, "just let it go," you can often feel like a dog with a bone. There's no way you're going to let it rest. Our minds skip to assumptions like, "what are you not telling me?" Or, "I want to help, so I'll keep digging," which in turn can just cause more confusion and upset. So when we practice meditation and mindfulness, we are intentionally putting aside our tendencies to want to hold on to some things and reject others. And we start to recognize that in letting go, we are actually allowing things to be as they are, even if that feels slightly uncomfortable at first. And I was doing my own practice this morning, actually, and a persistent thought was playing over and over in my mind. I'd had an argument with my husband, and I was finding it really hard to let go of the discussion we'd had. But I was reminded of the way Jon Kabat-Zinn talks about this. He said that if you're really struggling to let go of something because the mind has a really strong hold, start to examine what holding on or clinging actually feels like. And I found this so helpful. I started to recognize that the grasping was having a physical hold on me. My body felt really tight and tense. And I was able to see that really this was not serving me in any way. And in doing that, it helped me to loosen my grip on the outcome. Now, this didn't mean that I then ignored the situation, but I was able to come at it from a slightly different perspective. So I'll leave you with this. What can you let go of that isn't serving you? Thanks for tuning in today, and I'll see you back here tomorrow.
Hi everyone, Kaysunga here. If you're here, I assume that you like Radio Headspace. And if you like Radio Headspace, you will love Dear Headspace. Dear Headspace is our weekly talk show featuring every teacher on the show and our wonderful host, Robin. We talk about life.
There is a level of almost addiction here where you're addicted to just information. It's like information overload.
Relationships.
Before you can spread love and kindness, to others, you have to first cultivate it within yourself.
Yeah.
And anything else you can think to ask us. The first step with any change that you want to make is that acceptance and that awareness. You can find it on the Headspace app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.